Typically, when historians talk about the Great Migration, they are referring to African Americans moving out of the Deep South into the Northeast and Midwest from 1916 to about 1970. But as KJZZ's Tom Maxedon reports, many also migrated here to Arizona and the West.
Phoenix is the best city in the USA. The most friendly relations exist between the Caucasians and the colored people.
That's an excerpt from a 1919 promotional article published by the Phoenix Tribune, Arizona's first African-American newspaper, founded the year prior by Arthur Randolph Smith. While segregation did exist in Phoenix at the time, it wasn't at a level African-Americans experienced in the Jim Crow South.
You didn't have this deep Southern racial supremacy and bias in place. For instance, there wasn't a black waiting room at Union Station.
John Talton is a former Arizona Republic columnist who currently works for the Seattle Times and also writes a historical blog under the moniker Rogue Columnist. He says the lack of overt racial bias prevailed in Phoenix until almost the 1960s. Farming and the railroad industry brought a lot of African Americans to the region. Phoenix gained a main line in 1926 when the Southern Pacific rerouted almost all of its passenger trains through the city. A year prior, A. Philip Randolph founded the first predominantly African American labor union.
Starting in 1925, you had the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, as well as just well-paid African Americans who were sleeping car porters. And this helped seed the black middle class in Phoenix.
According to Talton, Mary Green, a domestic servant to former Confederate officer Columbus Gray, was the first recorded black resident in the state in 1868. She was the grandmother of Helen K. Mason, who founded Black Theater Troupe in Phoenix. A new anthology project called Indiscernibles is part of an attempt to tell a richer story of those African Americans who migrated to Arizona.
I mean, there are so many heinous episodes of lynching and just violence and just oppression. Many people in the 1930s were recruited to come to Arizona from three states that had horrific histories of that.
Those three states were Texas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma, according to Clotie Hammonds. She's creative director for Emancipation Arts LLC and the project's brainchild. Hammond says black people in Arizona have never been thought of as migrants nor refugees, and therefore haven't been given the respect afforded to others who adapted to life in the state and the U.S.
Oklahoma is the site of freedmen. There were not just natives on the Trail of Tears. They took their slaves with them. And we have some of those descendants here in Arizona.
The project arose out of a previous art exhibition and is a collection of personal essays by African Americans currently living in Arizona that answers two central questions. How did you come to Arizona, and why do you stay? Small towns also played a role in attracting African Americans to the state. The small northeastern Arizona community of McNairy, previously known as Cooley, was one of them.
That name change began in 1924 when a lumber company in McNairy, Louisiana, moved its entire operations to Arizona.
Christopher Harder is my former colleague and current deputy director of Amistad Research Center in New Orleans. He says the lumber company, co-owned by W.M. Cady and James G. McNairy, ran out of resources in Louisiana and moved west.
McNairy was basically a company town. It was a lumber town. So that included moving the primarily African-American population of McNairy, Louisiana, to what became known as McNairy, Arizona.
Harder says at the time of the move in 1924, the population of the Louisiana town was estimated to be about 3,000 people. The mill and about 500 workers were moved on a 21-coach train in stages. The research on McNairy was provided by Carol G. Barber, a University of Arizona graduate. He was a civil rights activist and anthropologist who collected various clippings about McNairy, Arizona, and corresponded with those who wrote about the town's history and its ethnography. Tom Maxedon, KJZZ News, Phoenix.